I'm talking with Marlon Ledeen, who's in WPR's Superior Studio. Welcome, Marlon, and thanks for making time to share some of your music today.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great that you're here. And Marlon is a musician from the Bayfield area who just came out with a new self-titled album that was recorded in Washburn. So how about we start with a song?
Sure. Sounds great.
Like all things around me, you come and you go, and when you hear it's like a red rose in a field of snow, and this feeling is the reason I believe I'm home, with the fires on the ice, the wind in the snow, home. Well, the wind, some people will stay here and others will roam to postcard countries far from home. The point is to be free, to feel alive, to be half crazy is holy. Half crazy is holy alive. Well, the wind, the snow. Well, the wind, the snow. Be half crazy is wholly alive. To be half crazy is wholly alive. Some find the way here to be left alone, like I'm just a farmer, I don't need gold. Shakes from the cedar, collect what we know, and go tell your friends about the wind and the snow. Home. About the wind. About the wind. About the wind is snow.
That was nice. Thank you, Marlon.
Thank you.
And the title of that song is?
It's Just Home.
Just Home. That's what I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, you know, you've come out with a really nice CD. I really enjoyed listening to it. And But I think a lot of folks don't know, you know, how you get from point A to point B in creating an album. How did this one come about?
Well, this album came about over quite a long period of time. I had been working on, you know, I'm always working on songs, and I never used to really sing much, but a point came where I felt like I had some things to say, and so I started piecing some songs together. And this album came to be, I was just going to go into a studio in Washburn called The Weight Room, and I was just going to record like a 3 or 4 song demo, just a guy and a guitar type of thing to get some gigs. And one thing just kind of turned into another, and life happened. The whole album took about 3 years, and so it became more than the 4 songs. It became 5 songs and 6 songs and the 7 songs it is now. And then, you know, I added percussion, and it just kind of came to be as my life happened. I didn't really go into a studio with any idea of recording a full album or anything.
Well, one of the things I find interesting and I like in the CD is the mix you have of some traditional acoustic instruments along with a variety of different sounds kind of woven through the music. You know, what were you hoping to communicate with that mix?
Well, that's reflective of my own tastes and what I listen to and what I like. You know, I enjoy just about any type of music. And so, you know, while I was recording this album, I was listening to everything from like Mark Knopfler, who's pretty, you know, traditionally based music, to, you know, Bon Iver and Polisa and these local or regional bands, and that use a lot of synthesized sounds and things. So, you know, what I was exposed to became sort of what is just what became on the album, you know.
Okay. Well, how about, can we have another song now?
We sure can, yeah. This song's called The River.
Take me to the river, throw me down in the watering hole. Hold me down, hold me down, down. Yeah. I know it won't be long, no, no. And everyone's a winner, and now we're free from the seeds we've sown. Now you know, and now you know, and now you know how it won't be long, no. Like a river does roll, lighter like a feather when the wind does blow. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And heavy is a hammer that falls, breaking bricks from the biggest of walls. There it goes, watch it go, watch it fall, fall, fall. I know it won't be long. Like a river does roll, let happiness be the thing you know. Yeah, and every day, every day, every day, I know it won't be long, no, no. And take me to the river, throw me down in the watering hole. Hold me down, hold me down, down, yeah. I know it won't be long, no, no. And everyone's a winner, now we're free from the seeds we've sown. Now you know, now you know, And now you know how it won't be long. No, no, no. Oh, no, it won't be long.
Great. That was great, Marlon. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's my favorite song off the CD, so I was glad you played it. I'm always curious about how a sound comes out of a particular region. I know you're from Bayfield, and the album was produced in Washburn, and a lot, but not all, of your upcoming dates are in northern Wisconsin, and you even say on your bio on your website that a simple fostering of our little art scene up here in northern Wisconsin makes me happy. That's a great, I love that line. So, how does being from the North Woods affect your music?
Well, I think a big way that my music's been affected by growing up here and continuing to live up here is just with the space. There's a lot of space up here. And, we live right on Lake Superior, so there's just this huge expanse of openness. And it's pretty rural, and so I try to reflect that in my music by leaving the music open and allowing it to breathe and not cluttering it and filling it up with things that don't really serve the song,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that sense as you're playing that. You really get that sound, a lot of open sort of feel to the guitar playing as you're going through the song. Mm-hmm. I get the sense, too, that nature and the outdoors strongly influence your writing. In that first song, for example, on Home, you talked about the wind, the snow, home. So how does that sort of figure into your writing and your performing?
Well, that has a huge influence on it. I love the place I'm from. I love the outdoors and being in the wild. It's really therapeutic for me. And so, I try to write about what I know, and that's mostly what I know now. And at the same time, I have spent, a lot of time in urban areas, and I do enjoy those places just as much. And I like to be influenced by that setting just as well. But, all these songs were written mostly up here, so that's kind of what they contain, is that wild openness.
Sure, sure. Well, and right or wrong, I think sometimes we sort of associate sort of an acoustic sound with a more rural area, and a kind of an electronic sound with a more urban. I wouldn't stretch that too far, but in a way, I kind of see that coming together a little bit on the sound that you create on the CD itself.
Yeah, that was kind of a goal of mine, was to not sound too too woodsy.
Yeah. No, it's a nice mix. It's a nice mix. Okay, you got another song you can share with us?
I do, yeah. Yep. So this song is called Fireflies in the Wind.
Street and brings a bottle of wine, and as it turns she asks for a cigarette, please, and brings a heavy deck of cards and her feet are bell. All her lovers become her enemies, and from then the only memories is. Like a beggar chooses life, like fireflies in the wind, or like a moth in a summer breeze, like a moth in a warm summer breeze, yeah. And shows her teeth with the soil at her toes, in the earth and her hair. Woman in the well climbs up stone by stone by stone, stone by stone, stone by stone, stone by stone. Stone by stone. You see a complicated thing. You see the source of all my rage, and how it hurts because I can't run away. It hurts because I can't run away. All her lovers become her enemies, and from then the only memories, yeah. Only memories.
Nice. Thank you, Marlon. Hey, you had mentioned when you were talking about the 3-year process of putting this album together that you discovered you had some things you wanted to say. Do you feel like the album said it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
What were you trying to say with it?
Well, I guess what I was trying to say was that I have something to say. Yeah. And I guess that's a tough question to answer without revealing exactly what each song is about. And I don't really want to pull away the cloak that allows people to interpret the songs as they like and as fits for them. But, you know, I was going through a lot of changes, huge changes, you know, like self-improvements and just getting a little bit older and realizing I can't just be the same person forever. You know, you come up against some roadblocks and eventually you're just going against the grain. So these songs are about, I guess, sort of just saying like it's okay to change and to move forward.
Well, I hear that from a lot of songwriters who say to me, I don't want to explicitly say this because even if this is what the song means to me, the listener may get something totally different out of it. And if that's what they get, then that's fine.
So they often do.
Yeah, often do. Sure. Well, listen, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate talking to you and hearing the music. It was really nice.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me.
All right. You take care.
You too.